Welcome to the Spiritual Hustler Podcast. I'm your host, Jessica Zweig, multi-seven-figure serial entrepreneur, best-selling author, and branding and business coach. And this is a show where we are redefining the word hustle, reclaiming our true feminine nature of magnetism, and putting down the self-judgments and shame around loving to work and making a lot of money at it. On this show, you're going to learn how to stop hustling and start spiritually hustling. By pressing play, you are now part of a new movement of women who don't hustle for money. We hustle for meaning. We don't hustle from lack. We hustle for love. We don't hustle from survival. We hustle for humanity's thriving. We hustle toward healing the ancestral programming of fear and step into a new understanding of safety in the body to receive. This shift isn't going to only heal your life. It's going to make you a whole lot richer too. This is the Spiritual Hustler Podcast.
Well, hello, my beautiful spiritual hustlers, and welcome back to another podcast episode. You've got just me today here on another unlocking series. If you are new to the show, I am so happy you are here. You have arrived at the right place. I just know it. You're going to know it too. I'm so grateful you're listening. And if you are not new, welcome back. You all know how much I love you, how grateful I am for each and every one of you. And on this podcast, The Spiritual Hustler, we talk about all things spirituality, light, the universe, devotion, microdosing mushrooms, feng shui, crystals, Akashic records. We talk about all of the yummy, juicy stuff on this podcast when it comes to being a light worker. And we also talk about all things business, branding, leadership, scaling, how to make more money, how to lead a team, how to become a thought leader, how to grow your impact and your visibility, how to hustle in a new vibration. And each and every Thursday, I bring you a tiny little key off of my cosmic keychain to unlock something new inside of your soul, inside of your business, inside of your art, inside of your body, inside of your relationships, inside of your self-love, inside of your connection to spirit, inside of your vitality, so that you can live your brightest light to shine unapologetically, to take up space in the world as your most authentic, vibrant, joyful, abundant self. That is the game I am here to play. Thank you for tuning in and playing this game with me, because there is no more important game to play. We came here as conscious, sovereign, spiritual souls inside of a human body to co-create our own reality. And so by listening to the show, by pressing play, you are just simply turning on more awareness, more consciousness, more remembering inside of your soul. And today I really want to talk about one of the things that we have to get close to when it comes to our soul, which is our creative power, which is our feminine creative power, which is our own inner muse, which requires one of my favorite topics in the world, which is self-devotion, remembering that you are your own source, sister, your own catalyst for beauty, for creativity, for inspiration, for magic, for expression of who you really are, so that you can create what you truly desire. And I really wanted to talk about this around this time of year when we do get a little bit more space, when we get to slow down, when we get to step away from the world of being chronically overstimulated, not inspired because we're scrolling instead of feeling, we're comparing instead of creating, we're absorbing instead of awakening, we are doing instead of being. This year has coming to a close and I'm reflecting on my own desires and my own practices, just really taking stock of how flooded we constantly are with other people's visions that we forget to check in with our own. So today, we're remembering. We're going to slow down. We're going to take a breath. We're going to take a beat. We're going to tap in to the muse that we are for ourselves. The original muse was the divine feminine herself. She is the inner river of creation that lives inside every woman, every man, every being. And to become your own muse, which is my invitation for you today, means that you stop waiting for that inspiration to strike and you become the source of your own ignition. You're like, great, Jessica. Awesome. I'm here for it. How do we fucking do that? Well, it's time to get juicy. Let's get juicy with ourselves, okay? Self-devotion is nothing to do with productivity. It's not self-care. It's not the bubble baths or the face masks or the eye masks or the pedicure. Self-devotion is a holy act of turning toward yourself. It's the moment when you say, I am worth listening to. I am worth feeding. I am worth quenching my desires, I am the one. Not my Instagram following, not my client, not my team. I am the one worth creating for. So here are some ways that you can begin reclaiming that art, because it's an art. I want you to really think about your own inner creative archetype, okay? Have you ever named her? Is she the sacred artist? Is she the visionary priestess? Is she the poetess of truth? Is she the wild muse? Is she the oracle of beauty? I want you to really give her a name. Give her a personality. Name the archetype that you feel the most connected to, the woman that you're becoming or the woman that you already know you are. And then I want you to create a ritual around her. I want you to spend some time this break. I'm on holiday break. I hope you are too. To spend some time with this muse inside of you. Put on some music. Start to awaken those hips. Light a candle. Make sure it smells really yummy. In fact, make sure it's a new candle, a fresh candle that creates new alchemized energy with that flame. Touch your body. Look in the mirror. Dance with yourself. Let yourself go. I want you to open a journal. I want you to ask your soul, what wants to be created through me today? And maybe you've got a whiteboard out. Maybe you've got a sketchbook out. Maybe you've got a canvas out with some markers. Maybe you knit. Maybe you drum. Maybe you cook. Honestly, where do you express yourself, lose yourself, find yourself in your creative expressions? They're all going to be unique to us.
All right, sisters, let me ask you a question. Are you finally ready to sync your inner rhythm and system with the wisdom of the earth and the cosmos? I am so excited to introduce you to Microflow, the cleanest, most high vibrational magic mushroom microdosing supplements on the market. I have been taking them for the last 3 years, and they have completely altered my consciousness, shape-shifted my body, expanded me into infinite abundance, and healed my nervous system. They are 100% organically grown, third-party lab-tested, Reiki-infused, and intentionally formulated by renowned root cause health expert Christy Nault, making Microflow the only microdose supplement on the market that is cycle syncing and designed to support the female nervous system. The Exude and Surrender bundle is a beautiful entry point. Rotate them with your cycle or the moon like I do. This bundle includes Exude for heart-opening, radiant, expressive energy that I love to take during my follicular and ovulation phases, and Surrender for softening, deep nourishment, and inner reconnection during my luteal and menstrual phases. These blends help you drop out of your head and into your heart and truly embody your divine feminine essence. Now, if you're looking to go a little bit deeper into ceremony, healing, and 7D consciousness, the Theta blend made with sacred blue lotus is for you. Now, there's a bonus. When you get the Theta blend, you'll get access to Christy's full ceremonial recordings with your purchase. Microdosing is the future, you guys. It isn't about getting tripped out or bypassing yourself spiritually. It's about coming home to your body, to your soul, and to your truth. I cannot recommend Microflow enough. I have dabbled with other supplements throughout my life, and nothing has truly recalibrated my entire system with feminine ease the way that Microflow has. It has truly changed my life, and I want this for you. So go to microflowhealing.com and enter code Jessica10 to get $10 off your order. That's microflowhealing.com and enter Jessica10 to get $10 off of your order.
I want you to really sit with this spell of comparison. I cannot tell you how many women I work with in my community, how many women I coach, how many women I'm friends with. There is so much comparison in the field. It is spiritual interference. It is so easy to get sucked into seeing the highlight reel of what everyone else is doing, and it is the fastest way to lose your originality. And the truth is, I really, really want you to hear this because this is a download that actually came through for me on January 1st of 2025. Full stop, I was in a medicine ceremony guided by a beautiful woman. Shout out to Joy, working with mushroom psilocybin in a deep journey. And I actually have never shared this on the podcast, but I feel called to right now. It was actually a really, really heavy journey. I had just lost my dog. I was in a ton of grief. I went deep into this dark, dark, dark portal of finding my inner child and really reclaiming my love for her. And it was a lot of like dragons and snakes and spiders. And it sounds really scary. It wasn't. It was actually really powerful. And this was like 6 hours of just healing, truly, and tapping into grief, actually. And then as soon as I started to kind of come down just a little bit, I started speaking of my business. And when you're in a journey like this, you know, everything is in color and imagery and, you know, psychedelic vision. And as soon as I started speaking about my company and my community and my programs and my roadmap for my business, I was like telling Joy all about it. I started seeing all the color shifted. It turned into crystalline pinks and golds and blues and purples and whites. And I saw castles everywhere. And every castle had wings and every castle had a crown and every castle was the same size. It was all so clear that every single woman that I work with in my world is building her own castle. No one is better than anyone. There's no hierarchy. And it was this beautiful queendom of castles. And I said to Joy in this journey, I was like, I am creating my own world. I'm creating a world within world. And there's nothing like it. And yet that year 25 flowed. I'm here at the end of it, as are you with you. And I got lost a little bit in the numbers and the hustle game and the comparison. And this is my invitation to you, as much as it is to myself, to return to your own world. We're all creating our own worlds. And I'm not recommending you go do a big mushroom journey. I'm not. Like I said, you can tap into what you're creating, what your muse is calling forward by dancing alone with yourself in a mirror, by cooking your favorite meal, by painting on a canvas, by sketching colored pencils on a sketch pad. It doesn't have to be beautiful. It doesn't have to be perfect. It doesn't have to taste like Tom Colicchio made it. It just has to be yours. So I want you to really spend some time building that vision. Not based on what your industry is doing or what they say is possible, not what your friends are doing, not what your Instagram trends are dictating, but your true vision that comes from your body, not your browser. And self-devotion is how you retrieve it. Let's make yourself the leading character of your own myth. Becoming your own muse is becoming the woman that you look up to, not someone else. She's the woman that you dress for. She's the woman that you create for. She is the woman whose approval matters the most. Because here's the secret, sister. The more a woman devotes herself to her essence, to her actual essence, the more magnetic she becomes to everything she desires. All of the clients that you're calling in, that you're working so hard to call in, the creativity that you so desperately crave on a day-to-day basis, all of that opportunity to get asked to go speak, to be on someone's podcast, to get the book deal, to open the doors, to be the speaker at someone's mastermind, all of the abundance, all of the money, the cash money in the bank that you want to call yours, all of the love that you want to experience, feel, receive, express daily. The muse is who calls that in, not your hustler. Because magnetism is not an aesthetic, it's a frequency. And that frequency comes from a woman who is so deeply, unapologetically turned on by her own life. I want to ask you, what would change? What would really change in your life if you began treating yourself like the masterpiece you already are? What would you create if you became the woman that you are devoted to above all else in your life? Because when a woman becomes her own muse, that is when she becomes limitless. That is when her life becomes luminous. And her success becomes not aspirational, but inevitable. I love you all so much. I am so honored that you are here with me today. Thank you for being my muse. I know I just said that we are all our own muses, but you guys, I've been getting so many beautiful messages and feedback about these unlocking episodes. I'm so honored these landed with you. I started doing them a year ago and I haven't stopped, and you guys have been with me every step of the way, and I'm so grateful. And if there's anything that you want me to unlock in particular, send me a DM over on Instagram. I love hearing from you guys. Never forget that it's me over there on the gram, not my team. I respond to my comments and my DMs. I love you guys. And I would love to help you unlock whatever it is that you're seeking to really unlock in 2026. So until then, sister, I love you all so much. Thank you for being with me here on yet another episode. And I will see you so soon. Bye, guys.